Monday's gun rally in Virginia drew national attention, but guns were also on the agenda at the Washington State Capitol. People on both sides of the debate packed a hearing room. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
In September of 2017, Amy Strahan's son Sam was killed in a shooting at Freeman High School near Spokane.
I am here because I am a grieving mother.
On Monday, Strahan traveled to Olympia.
My son was 15 years old. This is his senior year.
To tell her family's story.
I lost part of my soul, and I am still struggling to recover.
And to testify in favor of a measure that would limit magazine capacity to 10 rounds.
And I am quickly, unfortunately, becoming part of a larger group of people who have lost loved ones due to gun violence.
Strahan was one of several victims of gun violence and their families to testify before the Senate Law and Justice Committee. Their pleas for action were countered by gun rights advocates urging lawmakers to stand down.
I'm a compassionate man, and I feel badly for the people whose lives have been affected by these tragic instances.
Alan Ernst called mass shootings terribly sad.
But it's also sad that we are here once again debating bills that will almost certainly not save a single life or place any hardships whatsoever on those with criminal intent.
Ernst testified against a separate proposal to require concealed pistol permit holders to undergo at least 8 hours of training. Majority Democrats in Olympia often hold public hearings on controversial gun control bills, but they don't often pass. 2020 could be different, says Democratic State Senator Jamie Peterson, who chairs the Law and Justice Committee.
I think we have a real possibility of getting the high-capacity magazine bill through the legislature this year.
A ban on so-called assault weapons seems unlikely, despite support from Governor Jay Inslee and Attorney General Bob Ferguson. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
A committee of the Washington House will take public testimony Tuesday on the proposed assault weapons ban.